This week's Divrei Torah are being learned L'Zeicha Nishmas Avi Mori, Rabbi Yisrael Moshe David ben Rav Baruch, and Rabbi Shua Aryeh ben Rabbi Yisachar Beresh. In the Avodah of Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol brings two goats for a chatas. One is Lashem, and that is brought on the Mizbeach, and the other is Lazozel, thrown off a cliff to be mechaper on the Bnei Yisrael. And the Pasuk says, V'hikriv Aaron es ha-so'ir asher ola olov ha-gora Lashem, and Aaron will bring close the goat designated by Lot to be for Hashem, ve'osohu chatos. And Rashi says, ve'osohu chatos, kishemeniach hagoril olov, when the Kohen Gadol places the Lot on the goat, karelai shem, he calls it a name, he names it, va'omer, and he says, la'shem chatos. The Yeshuas Yaakov asks, in Yoridea Simen Kuf Mem Ches, that the Gemara in Nedarim Daf Yud says that a person who brings a carbon should not say la'shem oila, but rather oila la'shem. Because we are afraid that if he says Lashem Oila, he might die after the word Lashem, and he will be Mapik Shem Shemayim Levatolo. But rather he should say Oila Lashem. This way, if he dies after the first word Oila, he would have only said Oila, and will not be Mapik Shem Shemayim Levatolo. The Yeshuas Yaakov asks, so how can Rashi say that by So'il Lashem, he says Lashem Chatos, maybe he will die after the word Lashem, and will have been Mapik Shem Shemayim Levatolo? He should rather say Chatos Lashem. So why does Rashi say that the Kohen Gadol says Lashem Chatos? The Yeshuas Yaakov answers that we have to understand why when greeting someone does the first person say Shalom Aleichem and the other responds in the reverse Aleichem Shalom. Pshat is because the Gemara says in Shabbos Daf Yud that Shalom is one of the names of Hashem. Therefore, based on what we just said before, the proper way to say it would be Aleichem Shalom. Because if he says Shalom Aleichem, he may die after he says Shalom, and would be Mabek Shem Shemayim Levatolo. And that is why the one who answers says Aleichem Shalom. So the question is, why the initiator of the greeting says Shalom Aleichem? Yeshuas Yaakov answers, because the Gemara says, Hamakdim Shalom Lechaveroi, Marichen LaYomim Ushnoisa. One who initiates a greeting to his friend is promised a long life. So now we understand that the one who responds says Aleichem Shalom, because we are afraid that he might die if he would have started with the Shem Hashem, and he would be Mapik Shem Shemai Levatolo. But the one who initiates the greeting, he has a haftacha of Marichen LaYomim Ushnoisav. So he can say Shalom Aleichem, because we are not afraid that he will die, because he has this haftacha. So that's why he can start with the Shem Hashem Shalom by saying Shalom Aleichem. We also see this concept by Boaz, who said to the Koitzrim, Hashem Imochem. But the Koitzrim answered to Boaz, Yivarechecha Hashem. Boaz, who initiated the greeting and had the Haftacha of Arichas Yomim, was able to say Hashem first, Hashem Imochem. But those who responded, they say Yivarechecha Hashem, because maybe they will die after the name of Hashem, and therefore they say the Shem Hashem last, Yivarechecha Hashem. The Pasuk Mishlei says, Yiras Hashem Toisif Yomim. Those who fear Hashem will live a long life. Ushnois Rishoyim Tiktsarna, and the years of the Rishoyim will be cut short. And the Gemara in Yuma Daf Tes explains this pasuk that it is referring to the Kahanim Gedolim. Yiras Hashem Taisif Yamim, those who fear Hashem will live long, are referring to the Kahanim Gedolim of Bayis Rishoyim, who were tzaddikim, and therefore lived a long life. During the 410 years of Bayis Rishoyim, there were only 18 Kahanim Gedolim. Ushnois Rishoyim Tiktsarna, and the years of the Rishoyim will be cut short, are referring to the Kahanim Gedolim of Bayis Sheni, who were Rishoyim, and did not live a long life. Over the span of the 420 years of Bayis Sheni, there were over 300 Kahanim Gedolim. So it comes out that the Kahanim Gedolim, who were Yirei Hashem, had the Haftacha of the Pasuk, Yiras Hashem, Toisef Yomim, and they will live long, and did not have to worry that they would die mid-sentence after they said Hashem's name. Therefore, it is very good what Rashi says, Ve'osohu Chatos, because they could say Lashem Chatos, just like the one who initiates a greeting can say Shalom Aleichem, because he has the Haftacha of Marichen Lo Yomim Ushnoisav, and we're not worried he will die after he says Shalom. So too can the Kohen Gadol, who is the Yorei Hashem, he can say Lashem Chatos, because he won't die after the name of Hashem, because he has the Haftacha of Yiras Hashem Toisif Yomim. The second Dvar Torah for this week is that the Pasuk in the beginning of Parshas Achrei Mois says that Hashem told Moshe to tell Aharon, Al Yovoi V'chol Eis El HaKodesh You cannot enter at any time that you want into the Kodesh HaKadoshim only on Yom Kippur when you do the Avodas Yom HaKippurim once a year. Rabbi Yonasan Eibshitz was once collecting tzedakah for a poor family, and he approached one of the wealthy men in his town for a donation. The man tried to excuse himself from giving money to Rabbi Yonasan by quoting the Gemara in Ksubis, Daf Nun, which discusses the Pasuk in Tehillim, Kapitel Kuvav, that says, Ashrei Shomrei Mishpat. Fortunate are those who keep justice, Oisei Tzedakah B'chol Eis, who perform tzedakah at all times. And the Gemara asks, is it possible to perform tzedakah at all times? Is one always in the presence of Aniyim to do tzedakah b'chol eis? And the Gemara answers, Zehazon bonov uvenoisav kishehin ketanim. One who feeds and supports his own young children is doing tzedakah b'chol eis. And with this, the man told Rabbi Yonasan that he did not have to give him tzedakah because he's mekayim tzedakah b'chol eis by giving money and supporting his young children. To that, Rabbi Yonasan sharply responded by quoting the pasuk in our parsha, the Al Yovoi V'chol Eis El HaKodesh. Someone who only gives tzedakah based on the Gemara's interpretation of the words V'chol Eis, by giving his children, Oisei Tzedakah V'chol Eis. If that's the only tzedakah that the person gives, Al Yovoi V'chol Eis El HaKodesh. Someone whose only tzedakah is V'chol Eis cannot come into the Kodesh. He is not considered a chashuv person if that is the only tzedakah that he is giving. And therefore, Rabbi Yonasan told this wealthy individual that he is not yoytze his mitzvah of tzedakah by just giving the tzedakah of Bichol Eis.